Mr. President, allow me to congratulate you on your election and assure you of our cooperation and full support. In addition to the statement to be delivered by the European Union, I would like to contribute to this discussion by making some additional points in my national capacity. To start with, let me reiterate that Slovenia strongly condemns the use of cluster munitions and considers it a grave violation of international humanitarian law. We call upon all sides involved in armed conflicts around the world to respect international humanitarian law and refrain from all the use of weapons that do not distinguish combatants and civilians. Mr. President, we have to strive for synergies with other instruments of the international humanitarian law, including the Ottawa Convention, Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, and Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Slovenia has been contributing to the overall humanitarian goal of these conventions, also through our strong support to the ITF Enhancing Human Security, based in Slovenia. Over the last 20 years, ITF has, with support of its donors, responded to the needs of children and adults affected by conflicts in different states and regions across the world. A number of projects have been implemented with a focus on capacity building and providing medical and psychosocial rehabilitation of victims, especially children in conflict-affected regions across the world. I thank you, Mr. President.